Hello?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. It's a small survey. It's only going to take about 7 minutes. So would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Okay, what are we looking at? What are we talking about?
It's basically about politics.
Politics now. I really wait until November to get in that. Don't want to say it.
We could still try.
Okay, good.
That's okay, though. Sorry?
Hello?
Is that okay? Would you like to answer a couple questions?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Ah, okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or anything else?
Do I think of myself as a male?
Yeah, we just have to ask it like that.
That's a new question they gotta ask people.
Yeah, we just gotta ask it like that, you know, younger generations and all that.
Yeah, God, but they were things changing up.
That's okay.
I ain't never hear nothing like that. I doggone it. Yeah, I'm a male.
Yeah, I can hear you're a male as well.
I mean, no, I ain't one of them either. I'm just a male.
Sorry?
I ain't want to be one of them either. I'm just a male, like I was born from a birth.
Yeah, I get it. Like, but, you know, younger generations, they're always mad if you assume or anything like that, so we gotta ask. That's the problem.
Yeah, I can't believe it, but, yeah, I guess that's what you gotta do now, ask that kind of question.
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
let
so
it
next.
Go.
What is the year that you were born?
That's a secret.
That's okay. Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
No, I'm a black man.
Okay, so it's black or African American, right?
You got that right. Been here ever since birth.
Next, what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Well, it was high school, I believe.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? And please rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it has no power at all and 10 means that you have a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Oh, I gotta make one, huh? Well, I think it's kind of satisfied. If it stay on this coast, it's satisfied. I mean,
okay.
If it fall over, I mean, it's going to be disaster.
Yeah, okay. Next, I have, this is a little longer, but it's going to be quick. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards the person, 5 is neutral, and 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the person. Or if you've never heard of the persons that I'm going to mention, then you can let me know that as well. So, first we have the Attorney General Josh Stein.
Who that?
Never heard of him?
Say it again.
It's Attorney General Josh Stein.
Okay, who is he?
Well, if you've never heard of him, I have to mark it like that. Is that okay?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Kamala Harris.
I know her.
Yeah, so would you rate her from a 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next we have the Democratic Party in general.
10, whatever you say.
Okay, thank you. Next we have the Republican Party in general.
Iffy.
Yes? So, from 0 to 10?
Oh, yeah, I gotta do a 10 or something.
Okay. Next we
have... No 10. I don't want no 10. I mean, let me just say 5.
Okay. Next we have Joe Biden.
I put a 10 to that.
Thank you. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I used to know them Kennedys back in the old days. I don't know him. Whose son was he? Robert Kennedy's son.
Yes.
Oh, I give him I don't know who he is or what he's doing now, but 5 or 2.
5? Okay. Next we have Donald Trump.
Hell, 1.
1? Okay. And the last one is J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance.
Is that the one running with Trump?
I'm not sure of that one. But he's a conservative one.
I give him a 2 or 2 or 3 or something.
Okay. It's okay. Next. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
That's okay. And if you had to choose for one of them, would you choose one, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
That's okay. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
That's okay. And if you had to choose, would you say you are still undecided?
Still undecided.
Okay. That's okay. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect? So I'm going to read you 2 statements, and you let me know which one you think is the best one for you. So the first one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And the second one says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Undecided.
In this one particularly, I have to choose one, but you can say that one is somewhat closer to what you think than the other one. So would you say the first one or the second one?
I've decided, let's put it that way.
It probably is that it's not giving me the option here. But basically, statement 1 says that your voting power matters a lot, and the second one says that you make your own path, and what you do matters the most.
Understood.
That's okay. So then this concludes the survey, though, and thank you so much for answering the questions and for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Understood.
Thank you. That's okay. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye.